everyone, and thanks for joining us for another hour of great retro alternative music here on 81, 82, 83, 84. I'm your host, Lee Gregory, and you can hear this show on Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, or you can catch the encore replay on Wednesday at 11 p.m. right after Mr. Smart's Requiem for Rock. And you can always stream any episode from the full archive you can find at radiowaterloo.ca/81828384. I've been off for a couple of weeks. My mom took ill suddenly, and I had to fly up from Dallas to be with her. She's recovering well now, and I'm back down south. It wasn't a fun trip, but one of the highlights was getting down to Waterloo and meeting our programming director, Jeff Steger, and our president, Nat Persaud, in person, finally. We've seen each other on Zoom, but the first time in person. We had a nice lunch. Shout out to Ken Sushi on Phillips Square. And I went to the library and visited the archives, where I unearthed some spectacular photos from concerts I attended in the early 80s. I'll post some of those on the webpage. Going to start out with some fun stuff this week. An all-time favorite here, one of the truly great voices in any musical genre, Annie Lennox of the Eurythmics with Cool Blue. You're listening to 81, 82, 83, 84 on CKMS FM 102.7 Radio Waterloo.
place. It's a wonderful place. For you. For you. For you. Hey, tell me what I see.
I knew I had to let you know. Oh, I knew that it was you. same mistakes. Playing games, I turn around, I kick my heels, I count the clowns. I watch another lonely man. Oh, but there's something in the air that says I'm in the right place. So I gaze at the crowd, I'm trying to find a right face. And there it is, you say you're sorry too. Everybody I know has to face the dreams. Everybody I know makes the same mistakes. There's a hole in the ground that seems to eat me up. I can't say enough about the two of us. My arms are breaking, I can't hold you enough. No, I can't hold you enough. No, I can't hold you enough. I wanna love you again, I wanna love you again. I wanna love you again, I wanna love you again. I wanna love you again, I wanna love you again. I wanna love you again, I wanna, I wanna, I wanna. Everybody I know has to face the dreams. Everybody I know makes the same mistakes.
Some interesting stuff in that set. That last one was Trains by The Vapors. And it's really a shame they're best known for turning Japanese, because they've got a lot of better stuff in their catalog that's not so tainted. Before that, Peppermint Pig, an early one from the Cocteau Twins that was for Mike. Siren from the Divinyls. Beautiful World by Devo. And the Eurythmics started things off with Cool Blue. When I started collecting songs for this show, I happened to sweep up a couple of songs related to gay rights, and I decided to make a set of it. We're going to start with a less than optimistic track that became an anthem in the UK for what was then often referred to as gay liberation. This is the Tom Robinson Band, and you're listening to 81, 82, 83, 84 on CKMS FM 102.7, Radio Waterloo.
This song is dedicated to the World Health Organization. It's a medical song, and it concerns a disease whose classification, according to the International Classification of Diseases, is 302.0. Sing if you're glad to be gay. be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Pictures of naked young women are fun in tidbits of Playboy, page 3 of the Sun. There's no nudes in Gay News or One magazine, but they still found excuses to call it obscene. Read how disgusting we are in the press, the Telegraph, People and Sunday Express. Molesters of children, corruptors of youth, it's there in the paper, it must be the truth. Try and sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Don't try to kid us that if you're discreet, you're perfectly safe as you walk down the street. You don't have to mince or make bitchy remarks to get beaten unconscious and left in the dark. I had a friend who was gentle and short. He was lonely one evening, he went for a walk. Queer bashers caught him, kicked in his teeth, was only hospitalized for a week, and he still bears the scars. Sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. And sit back and watch as they close down our clubs, arrest us for meeting and raid all our pubs. Make sure your boyfriend's at least 21, so only your friends and your brothers get done. Lie to your workmates, lie to your folks, put down the Queen's, tell anti-queer jokes. Gay lives ridiculous, join their laughter. The buggers are legal now, what more are they after? Sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy this way.
The girl can't help it, she really can't help it.
And any self-respecting Canadian will have instantly recognized that last track from the Parachute Club, of course. That was Rise Up. And before that, we reached way back for Killer Queen. Debatable as to whether this is a gay anthem, as it has been said to have been about a high-class prostitute, but also possibly a closeted record executive with whom Freddie Mercury may have had a secret affair. And perhaps we will never know for sure. Before that, our newfound old friends, the Au Pairs, with It's Obvious, the meaning of which is also obvious, and Carol Pope and Rough Trade with High School Confidential. And we started that set off with the rather sad and sarcastic Glad to be Gay from the Tom Robinson Band. And it always strikes me as a bit ironic that he gets the audience to sing the refrain when, in fact, the song suggests he's really not all that glad to be gay. But anyway, back to the music. The documentary I've been jabbering on about Erg, A Music War, opens with a jaw-dropping video of a live performance of this next song from The Police. This is Driven to Tears. You're listening to 81, 82, 83, 84 on CKMS FM 102.7, Radio Waterloo.
Cut her hair and call his name.
And that, of course, was REM with Shiny Happy People, with the B-52's Kate Pearson on backup vocals. And we heard Kate and the rest of the B-52s just before that with Give Me Back My Man. And the Police with Driven to Tears started that set. Just time for one more, a song from which you've heard snippets on this show every episode. I thought it was time to play the whole thing. This is Simple Minds with New Gold Dreams. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.